Time now for Backyard Almanac here on Northland Morning, and photo naturalist and author and the guy at the Saxon Bog, Sparky Stensis, joins us this morning as our special guest host. Hey, Sparky, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So we're talking about jaggers this morning, who are all hiding somewhere, hoping not to get rained on or not.
Yeah, well, it's pronounced Jaegers.
Jaegers. Okay, it's spelled with a J, but it's pronounced Jaegers. Yeah. We're all Scandinavians. We can do this.
And it is the German word for hunter, and some of your listeners might know that. But these are really, really interesting birds. They are migrating now from the Arctic down to the oceans in the southern U.S., off the coast of Mexico, Central America, South America. And that's where they spend the winter. But Lake Superior looks like an ocean to them. And one of the main ways they feed, their name kind of implies what they do. They're a hunter. But in the Arctic, they'll eat birds. They eat songbirds and shorebirds, and even they can even take down a duck. But they're big. They're like the size of our herring gulls, maybe a little bit bigger than our ring-billed gulls, but they look like a gull, and that's why it's so interesting. And what they do, now this might gross some people out, but on Lake Superior, they'll find a flock of gulls, and they'll kind of buzz them and get them in the air, because the gulls know exactly what this is, and they'll get them in the air, and then they'll look probably some kind of visual cue, like maybe they'll see one with a full crop. And they'll harass it, and they'll just start dive bombing it. And it's almost like a World War I dogfight where they're just both mimicking each other's flight pattern until the gull gives up and upchucks, regurgitates its last meal. And in midair, the Jaeger swoops down and catches this pellet of gooey, half digested food in the air and eats it.
And okay, so I thought there was, I thought, well, I mean, all right, so yeah, that's mildly repulsive, but no one was harmed necessarily in the making of this little scenario. There was no blood spilled, and, you know, with some of the things that Larry talks about, that Laura Erickson talks about, you know, if everybody manages to go home alive, it's kind of a good outcome. So
that's true. I mean, I was up on the Arctic or up in the tundra this summer on Hudson Bay and ran across. I was hiking across the tundra and found a nesting pair. And they were gonna nest anyway because the female was kind of nuzzling up to the male and pecking at his beak, which is a sign of a pair bond and that they're picking out a nest site. And up there, they eat mostly birds, so songbirds, and they'll even work in tandem. They'll hunt in tandem, like to get eggs. One will drive like a goose off its nest, harass it until it gets off its nest, and the other one will swoop in and grab a goose egg. And that's how they make their living. And they have cousins, the long-tailed Jaeger and the Pomeran Jaeger, which can also be seen on Lake Superior. But they eat mostly mammals like lemmings and voles. But yeah, it's an interesting visitor to Lake Superior this time of year. And I know the Wisconsin Society for Ornithology is having Jaeger Fest this weekend, and they, a bunch of crazy people, stand out on Wisconsin Point at Lot 1 and with their spotting scopes, because sometimes this action takes place long ways from shore. And they try and pick out Jaegers.
So how many people do you think suspect that when they hear Jaegerfest that it's some kind of an Oktoberfest, that there's some sort of alcohol involved, and they go expecting that only to discover that these people are trying to find birds?
Yeah, probably a fair amount. But they're a good group. Anybody can join them. You could just walk up and say, hey, what are you seeing, or do you see anything? And they'll let you look through their scope. And but otherwise, they're sometimes hard to spot. Occasionally, they'll come right on down the beach and just buzz the gulls on the beach. So what you're looking for is kind of a gull-like bird, but all dark. Usually, I shouldn't say always dark, but often much darker than the gulls. And then if one starts just chasing another gull, you probably have a Jaeger. So they can be seen on Park Point and Wisconsin Point this time of year.
Well, and you're going to be getting us some of your fabulous photographs. So we're going to have a few photographs of Jaegers available on our
Absolutely.
Post about
yep.
this. So folks will be able to see that. Just don't want you to plug in and try to send me any photographs while there's still so much lightning around. That would not be good. That would not be good. So what's you're also, of course, the executive director of the Friends of the Sac-Zim Bog. What kind, you know, we think about the bog a lot, especially over the winter time and maybe really uber early in the spring. What kinds of things are going on up at the bog now as at this time of year?
Yeah, well, it's a little slower as far as bird life, but there's some great fungi. Butterflies have been great lately. There's even been reports in northern Minnesota of the giant swallowtail, and this is yellow and black. It's kind of like our tiger swallowtail, but like 25 to 50% bigger. And they occasionally make movements north, and maybe they were helped by these strong south winds, but the butterflying has been great. Sulfurs have been abundant. Red admirals are migrating south. Monarchs are not the only butterfly that migrates. So on these, especially when it's going to get warm here now, it'd be a great time to just kind of do some last-minute butterflying. And the dragonflies are also out, the darners, the big green darners and the blue darner group, they're all out now. So it's a good time for insects. And like Larry would say, get out to the last of the goldenrod patches, because the insect life in the goldenrods is spectacular this time of year.
Fantastic. So, yeah, as soon as everything dries out just a little bit, well, now, of course, this is what I'd ask Larry. If you wanted to go out right after a rain, what likes the world after a rain? What sorts of things could you go looking for that might go, hey, it rained, I'm really happy about this?
Yeah, probably not insect life. I'd go look for fungi. I mean, this is a good time for some interesting fungus out in the woods. Go to a pine woods, you know, the pine woods up at Hawk Ridge or on Minnesota Point, Wisconsin Point, Cloquet Forest, and with all this wet weather, the fungi are really popping. So that would be a thing to do between when we're waiting for the sun and the warmth again.
And waiting for the butterflies.
Yeah.
Sparky, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Just love it when you're able to step in and guest host with Backyard Almanac. And we'll talk with you again soon, all right?
Thanks, Lisa.
Sparky Stensis joined us this morning as our special guest host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.